This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. President Trump is back in D.C. acknowledging that what he refers to as his one big beautiful bill might need some serious tweaking. Some in his own party are saying it goes too far. Some say not far enough. ABC's Selena Wang.
One Senate Republican today saying that there's enough opposition to stop the process. Now, the House bill extends Trump's tax cuts, ends taxes on tips, and slashes spending for food stamps and Medicaid, which could leave millions of Americans without health insurance.
President Trump is delaying the 50% tariff on the European Union until July to buy time to negotiate. Authorities in New York City are searching for an accomplice in an alleged three-week torture of a man for his Bitcoin password. Says he was beaten and shocked and dangled off a ledge. Passengers zip-tied a guy who tried to open the Nippon Airways door mid-flight Tokyo to Houston. They diverted to Seattle, where a second passenger became unruly waiting on the tarmac. This is ABC News. What a rough night at our airports around here. Delays are only building across the country. Denver, really hard hit with nearly all the flights delayed over the past few hours. In Dallas-Fort Worth, more than half the flights are on hold. And then there's the airport that has become a late-night punchline.
In Newark, passengers met with more than 300 delays to start the weekend. The airport seeing a slight improvement after weeks of disruptions from runway construction, aging technology, and the ongoing air traffic controller shortage.
Well, at least relief could come next month. United's VP for Newark Operations says a closed runway under repair will reopen June 15th, some construction on weekends, but it will ease the burden on air traffic controllers who have been so understaffed. Recently, three controllers had to handle what 14 normally would. The U.S. ice hockey team wins the World Championship trophy for the first time since 1933. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Senator Tammy Baldwin presses EPA head Lee Zeldin on Great Lakes funding at a hearing on Capitol Hill. The exchange came just 1 week after Clean Wisconsin, the Healing Our Waters Coalition, and Alliance for the Great Lakes met with Baldwin to stress the importance of fully funding the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Zeldin ended up going on record saying the protections would be funded. Wisconsin's muskie season is here. Northern muskie season opens May 24th and runs through the end of the year. This is the 70th anniversary of the muskellunge being proclaimed our official state fish back in 1955. The biggest muskie ever caught was in 1949 near Hayward, weighing in at more than 69 pounds. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Elena, tú que estás bien buena, Elena, amor. For you I'm a semi-god. Dime que te mueres, que sin mí no puedes continuar en esta vida sin mi amor. Somos un poema que se escribe con un siempre sin medir y sin razón como jugar. Somos la aventura y si repite cuál demente es inconsciente.
Automatic Lover twice. Why? Because they're amazing and they're doing the live stuff on 5:30 at the D Porch Sessions. Want to keep in touch and then find out when their next show is? Well, follow us by typing in Max Inc. Radio into that social media box that you just love, and then we'll tell you when the local music is happening right here in Madison. The first half of Max Inc. Radio and the connections to local music things are brought to you by Salvatore's Tomato Pie, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street in Madison. There's Pete's and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at Salvatore's Tomato Pies. And Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, three locations in Madison. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. More amazing stuff now. This is the flavor that kills. Keeping it rocking on Max Inc. Radio in the after hours.
Just a gift that you can't open up alone. Just won't work. The dirty, they gotta change. You can wrap yourself up, but you're just a gift, and you can't help it enough alone. Thank you.
Civil Engineers on Max Inc. Radio. You've been listening to the After Hour show here on the Civic Media Radio Network across the great state of Wisconsin. And tonight, like we do every Saturday and Sunday, we're playing local bands that you can check out in person and see with your own ears. Like Bing Bong, they're live on 531 at Memorial Union Terrace, 74 Monona Country Fest. That's what I'm going to see them. 718 at the High Noon. This is good stuff, and it's heard on Max Inc. Radio.
Australia, let me tell you, I'm a body of the truth. I'm a goddess of pictures. Let me tell you, man, I'm the one you wanna give when you wanna get the good stuff. She's a goddess.
Let's go.
She deserves.
Let's go.
Newski is next, and he is live 74 UW Madison, right down the street from the Max Inc. Radio Studios. This is What Are You Smoking?
I met an armchair doctor for recliner feet on an Ottoman Empire, giving advice just like everyone. I must assume he thinks I'm pretty dumb or deaf or destitute. My loot is better spent than saved, okay? My yard's greener, wife's dreamier, cookie cutter. I'm a quitter or a winner, I can't tell. Definitely going to hell. My ego must be kept in check, and it's about time that I asked, what are you on? What are you? Dad rock pavement adjacent, post-divorce, more golf course, keeping score, off the court is bad, lose all the friends that you had, yeah, yeah, you can make U.S. dollars, but that don't buy no self-awareness, wish they sold it in a can, but there's no chance, I think of myself as someone else, mental health totally shot, the ozone layer fully rocked. Red Bull giving me the twitches. A good time to get religious. Hope is a raisin baking on the pavement. Priorities out of whack. Shack attack. What are you on? What are you on? What are you smoking?
Was Brett Newsky on Max Inc. Radio. Time now for our first break tonight, and Katie Scullin is going to take us there. I'm going to see her and New Glarus on A3. This is Endless Summer on Max Inc. Radio. Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
Friday nights are for fish fry at the Lazy Yolf Lounge. Enjoy baked or fried cod, deep fried bluegill and lake perch, warm bread out of the oven with some tasty side dishes. Plus, the Lazy Yolf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Yolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyYolfLounge.com. The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah. just can't get enough. Now she's fine, she's funky, boy, she's rough and tough. I am worried and wondering what's gonna happen here next. She said, daddy, 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 you ain't seen nothing yet. She said, daddy, 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 you ain't seen nothing yet.
Break be over, and during the break, we summon the power left over from Max Inc. Radio Primetime to align the crystals in the patent-pending Jimmy Tracker. You can see the Jimmys live on 526 at the Eastside Club, 6-1 in Fitchburg, 6-5 in New Glarus, 6-11 Edgerton. This half hour's connections that power that Jimmy Tracker is brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home at movedmadison.com and shopturtleisland.com for flowers, tropicals, edibles, gummies, and more. Two locations in Madison on the east side on Johnson Street and new locations on State Street next to Peace Park. For more information, go to shopturtleisland.com. Now more local music with the People Brothers Band. 6-6 Summer Kickoff is happening in New London. Go see them do live stuff there. Or 6-12 to 6-14 Bonfire at the Driftless Garden. Yes, we can borrow your uncle's van and head out for the long weekend. I promise. He said it's fine. You're listening to the After Hours Show on Max Inc. Radio.
Wax Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
You have value.
So this is,
okay, and you go through this. And I'm not talking about playing games with yourself. I'm talking about learning to think biblically and realize that that's how you make it in life. Before you quit, remember it's not going to last forever. Forever.
A loud block of local things, Abaddon's End, Mars Den, and then Faces of Radio on Max Inc. Radio. Marta Hansen is going to wrap things up this hour, but stay tuned for the second hour of the After Hours show right here on Max Inc. Radio. Shop local, eat local, listen local.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a hit. Milwaukee Brewers baseball cards are being shared in several communities across the state. The partnership is with police officers in Green Bay, La Crosse, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Madison, and meant to be an icebreaker between the cops and kids. Here's Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger.
Eventually want to do it to more than just the major cities. We're trying to get around the state as best we can and to sort of engage with our friends around the state. We're a statewide team. We're not just a Milwaukee team.
So see an officer, ask for your own comic book style baseball cards featuring all your favorite Brewers players. Until next time, I'm Terry Ball.
Soaring high above lacrosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX Lacrosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Developing, 11 hurt in a shooting at a South Carolina beach town, Little River. Tariffs delayed. A hefty 50% hit against the European Union was supposed to kick in next week. Now President Trump is agreeing with the EU to hold off until July 9th to allow room to negotiate. Fed Chair Powell telling graduates at Princeton, his alma mater, do whatever it takes to honor our founders and preserve democracy.
50 years from now, you'll want to be able to look in the mirror and know that you did what you thought was right in every part of your life.
Our integrity, he says, is all we have. Passengers helped Nippon Airways crew zip-tie a man who tried to open the exit door mid-flight Tokyo to Houston.
A man got up in the middle of the flight, thousands of feet in the air, tried to open the exit door. Had he been able to get to the exit door, we probably would have been talking about a completely different scenario. But thankfully, because of the quick thinking from several passengers who jumped into action.
ABC's Morgan Norwood. This is ABC News. Authorities in